Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bigley and Marotta Mornings.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware. It's our award show. We do it on Monday mornings, and it is presented by Revitalize Weight Loss and Wellness. Eat smart, lose weight, keep it off with Revitalize, home of the Bickley and Marotta Revolution. Start us off, Vic.
My first award, Vinny, is the Well, He Is Known for Smoking Hot Bowls Award, and I'm giving to Snoop Dogg, Vinny.
He looks like a young Snoop Dogg.
There is a new bowl in town. The Arizona Bowl, by the way, is now going to be the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
It does roll off the tongue.
Oh, it really does. It is the first bowl to ever be partnered with an alcoholic product. Another sign that times are indeed changing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have thought like Budweiser or something.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
So that's the...
I'm sorry. It's the first time for the Arizona Bowl. I read that wrong. Previously sponsored by Barstool, the Arizona Bowl is again pushing boundaries as the first ever bowl. No, it is right. The first ever bowl to partner with an alcohol brand.
It was okay. Also the only bowl the last few years, and there's like 7 billion of them. It's the only one that's not that didn't have a television partnership for a while.
Well, Snoop will take care of that.
Hey. He saw Jimmy Kimmel's name on a bowl game. He saw Gronk's name on a bowl game.
Right. That's the interesting thing.
He had to have it.
You'd think, because I had the same one, you would think that he would go to the L.A. Bowl, because that is the one that changes name with celebrities every year, and he's Mr., you know, associated much more with Los Angeles than with Tucson.
Yeah. But imagine the bargain he got for getting that bowl.
And I will say this. He released a video also of the announcement. He no longer...
He looks like a young Snoop Dogg.
He doesn't.
You know, he's finally starting to age a bit. I think
he looks like an older Snoop Dogg, more distinguished Snoop Dogg.
50 years of smoking, as his eyes look like a grouper these days.
A grouper?
Yeah.
My first award is the Grand Larceny Award, and I'm giving it to Braden Ward of the Spokane Indians, who, by the way, apparently didn't get the memo, but they should change their name. They're still the Spokane Indians. He had himself a night on Friday. He went 3 for 3 with 2 doubles, 3 runs scored, an RBI, was also hit by a pitch and drew a walk. And while he was on base, which was a lot, he wreaked havoc, stealing 6 bases, including this.
Pitch clock going down. And here comes Ward heading for home, and he's going to get there. Just as I was talking about, he's stolen home before. He's done it again. Braden Ward taking off from third base and able to steal home, and the Indians have tied this game at 1 apiece.
In case you're wondering, this is a pretty rare feat at the major league level.
Mm-hmm.
6 stolen bases by one player. It happened only 5 times in Major League history, and not since 2009 when Carl Crawford did it when he was with the Rays. 6 stolen bases.
Wow.
Man.
My first award is the Say What Award, and it goes to JJ What, who over the weekend at his charity softball game, I think it was, said that last season he told Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans that in case of emergency, he would be available and able to return to the Texans. Now, he said it would only if in case they absolutely needed him, was the words he used, but he would be available and to come back. And he's also said that he will again tell D'Amico Ryans this year he is available in case of emergency to return to the Texans to play, but this will be the last year that he keeps himself in shape. Enough shape.
Huh. That's interesting that to be able to make that determination, as Jared just said, you have to keep yourself in playing shape or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just keep playing?
Now his words were, this is the last year I'll tell him that because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training.
It's interesting because it's another player who came, big name player who came to the Cardinals and is looking to kind of reconnect with his previous team to put a bow on his career. Emmitt Smith was famously the guy that did this prior.
And Watt was still pretty good when he decided to retire from
his
the Cardinals.
Second year with the Cardinals was very good, I thought.
Yeah.
It was only 2 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'd get anything to get out of your weekly interview with Pat McAfee.
The Troll of the Day Award I'm giving to Eli Manning, who after the roast of Tom Brady tweeted out the following. Quote, I thought about attending the roast of Tom Brady last night, but I didn't want to roast him a third time.
That's well
Eli
done.
Manning, who obviously beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. So.
Yep.
Well done.
Yeah, that was well done. He might have had the joke of the night without even being there.
Yeah.
My next award is the I think she's going to be just fine award, and I'm giving it to Caitlin Clark, who maybe missed it over the weekend, made her WNBA debut in an exhibition game against the Dallas Wings. 6 for 15 from the floor, 13 three-point attempts in her first game. She made 5 of them, 21 points. They did lose by 3, but this kind of stemming from Diana Taurasi's comments, and she's clarified the comments, by the way, that there'd be a little bit of a growing pains, and there will be, but overall, that kind of talent just shines through. She's going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about
and
it.
And I look at the TV now, and Pat McAfee is wearing a Caitlin Clark, number 22, Indiana Fever jersey on ESPN. So,
yeah, the idea that a reality check is coming for her didn't jump off the screen to me.
Nope.
My last award, is the beef. It's what's for dinner award. And it goes to the very, very, very public beef. And a very old school kind of thing that two rappers are having right now. Drake and Kendrick Lamar, if you've been following this at all, they've been going back and forth all weekend with very public disses and rap battles and lyrics and insults and very personal accusations between the two. And it sort of reminds you of the old days of Biggie and Tupac and the East Coast, West Coast stuff. But this is a very ugly and public beef between two very, very popular and successful artists. Have you been following this at all?
No.
It's impossible to avoid it completely, but I know nothing about it.
Oh, you're right. That's a good way. I see the links. I'm not the slightest bit interested.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a roast not to be censored award. I'm giving it to Tom Brady, who on a night during the roast where many, many, many hysterical and vile things were said. Right? And I thought Rob Gronkowski might even get canceled with where he went last night.
I didn't see his set.
Okay. Yeah. I really thought, uh-oh.
But to back you up to set it up, attacks on Brady's family, on his personal life, on everything about him.
Yeah. Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Smiling,
everything was,
laughing.
Everything was fine until Jeff Ross made a joke using the word massage and Robert Kraft together. And Tom Brady got up and told him, don't say that bleep again.
Yeah.
It was a roast.
It was uncomfortable. But there's a report today that Nikki Glaser, who was one of the stars of the roast last night, she revealed on TMZ Sports that the only thing going in that was off limits to the comics and the joke writers was his kids. So for him to flip out on the Robert Kraft joke.
And that's what I said earlier is that they do meet with the person beforehand on all these roasts, and they say, what are the completely off-limit topics?
Right.
And then they avoid it. Everything else is up for grabs. I don't know.